Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you for your great love that you called us into. Thank you, Jesus, that you met us and you knocked us off the way of the world into the way of the kingdom, the way of heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Like Paul, we've all woken up and turned from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to the wonderful love that we have in you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You've come to give life and life in abundance. And I thank you, Lord, that as we are spiritual now, in the Spirit and in tune with the Spirit, we enjoy the life, the destiny, the purpose, the goodness that you have for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Matthew 27 from verse 1 to 5. Early in the morning, all the chief priests and the leaders of the people decided to execute Jesus. They tied him up, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate the governor. Then Judas, who had betrayed Jesus, regretted what had happened when he saw that Jesus was condemned. He brought the city silver coins back to the chief priests and leaders, and he said, "I've sinned by betraying an innocent man." And they replied, "What do we care? That's your problem." So he threw the money into the temple, went away, and hanged himself.
Sure. Yeah, you know, it just reminds me of a passage in the Bible where he talks about worldly sorrow brings forth death, but godly sorrow brings forth repentance, and then there's no regret. And Sister Flo, Saturday, she shared, and she beautifully, she put the two types of repentance over beautifully. You can run from God or you run to God. Judas ran from God. He was deceived by the evil one. He fell into deception, and then he went into despair and regret and hung himself. The disciples, like Peter and all of them, they ran away. They deserted the Lord there at the time. But that was recorded. It said, "You will desert me." And then the Lord prayed for Peter that when he comes to his senses, when the Lord takes hold of him again, that he will go on and he will be everything God made him to be, everything he was destined to be. So the difference is, do you run to God? Or do you run to the Lord? Or don't you run to the Lord? That's what it's all about there. And that's that we need to, in every scenario, run to the Lord. But even before that, our lives need to be dedicated to the Lord. It's the Lord that came and knocked on our door and knocked us off our horses, off our worldly ways, attitudes, and actions. And now we got to stay in tune, looking to the Lord for godly attitudes and stay in the path of righteousness that's laid out for our lives. That's what it's all about. So just in relevant to the two types of the two kingdoms, you're either in the one or you're in the other. It's two types of wisdoms. You're either in the one or you're in the other. And then there's two types of results. You get death, separation from God, or you just get closer to God. So that's what it's all about. In 2014, the scripture about godly sorrow brings forth repentance with no regret and worldly sorrow brings forth death was just enlightened to me in the beginning of the year. So it was just in my heart. And in that year, I had two terrible things, the worst things that's happened in my life took place. First of all, we were on an outreach in Namibia. And a disciple, Leslie Jones, with the disciples, one of them was Leslie Jones. And then we went to baptize two guys in the Orange River, and Leslie drowned. And that was terrible. I remember I was shouting to him, "Just don't panic, wait, stay, relax." And when I got to him, he had sunk and he was under the water. I couldn't get him. And then I still cried out, "Lord, how can you take the best?" And then, but just ran to the Lord all the time. And God just took us through. And I could never think with something like that, there could be no regret. But I'll tell you, 3 days later, with his parents, with everyone, there was there was just a peace. Leslie has gone home. So I'm not going to go into all the details, just too much in that. And then, but not knowing that was also just a preparation. Then in November 2014, my wife was diagnosed with cancer. That's Corina. And 20 days later, she went to heaven. And again there, you know, I could choose to run from God. And I did, right when she got quiet, at first, I was just standing with her all the way. Because at first, when she heard the news, the reaction was, praise God, I'm going to heaven. I'm going to see my mother again. Yeah, and that is exactly what happened. She went to heaven. Just in the last, I fought and I said, Lord, bring her back. And then knowing about people when they die, they close by and they can hear everything. I'm saying, Corina, you've got to come back. The children got no idea what's going on. But when you flowing out of the spirit into the flesh there is no peace. And I had no peace. And then I looked at Corina and I could see the peace on her face. And I just said, and then peace came. And then whenever I had doubts, straight after that, I would ask the Lord and he would give me godly wisdom. And that way God just took me through. So in every scenario, as I said earlier, you either in the spirit of this world or you're in the spirit of the Lord. You either in the flesh or in the spirit. And so when you're in the spirit and running to the Lord, he gives you the necessary answers and you need to stay there. You know, those answers that gave me peace in both of those horrible scenarios is what I needed to hold on. But still today, I could choose to replay the whole events in that day and go think other thoughts and the same thing would happen. You would fall into despair. And with regret, but where you choose God's way and you stay with God's way, that's where you see God's blessing. So it's a reality we've got to stay in. Look to God, listen to God, and then stay in the light as he's in the light. And the blood of Christ cleans you from all sin, and you're too busy doing the good to do the bad. And you're too busy being a light in the darkness, a river in the desert, a shadow of a great rock in a weary land, to be a part of the problem. In Jesus' name, arise and shine. Amen.
Amen.